April Conference Notebook. What I, the Lord, have spoken, I have spoken, whether by mine own voice or by the voice of my servants, it is the same. Doctrine and Covenants, Section 1, Verse 38. As you review the April 2012 General Conference, you can use these pages and conference notebooks and future issues to help you study and apply the recent teachings of the living prophets and apostles and other church leaders. Stories from Conference, The Power of the Priesthood. During World War II, in the early part of 1944, an experience involving the priesthood took place and was related by a correspondent, not a member of the church, who worked for a newspaper in Hawaii. He and other correspondents were in the second wave behind the Marines at Kwajalein Atoll. As they advanced, they noticed a young Marine floating face down in the water, obviously badly wounded. The shallow water around him was red with his blood. And then they noticed another Marine moving toward his wounded comrade. The second Marine was also wounded, with his left arm hanging helplessly by his side. He lifted up the head of the one who was floating in the water in order to keep him from drowning. In a panicky voice, he called for help. The correspondents looked again at the boy he was supporting and called back, "Son, there is nothing anyone can do for this boy." Then wrote the correspondent, "I saw something that I had never seen before. This boy, badly wounded himself, made his way to the shore with a seemingly lifeless body of his fellow Marine. He put the head of his companion on his knee." What a picture that was! These two mortally wounded boys, both clean, wonderful-looking young men, even in their distressing situation. And the one boy bowed his head over the other and said, "I command you in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of the priesthood to remain alive until I can get medical help." The correspondent concluded his article, "The three of us, the two Marines and I, are here in the hospital. The doctors don't know how they made it alive, but I know." President Thomas S. Monson, Willing and Worthy to Serve, Ensign May 2012, pages 67 and 68. Questions to ponder. What blessings come to Latter-day Saints through the power of the priesthood? How are faith and priesthood connected for the priesthood holders and for the recipients of blessings? Consider writing your thoughts in your journal or discussing them with others. Additional resources on this topic. Priesthood, in Study by Topic on LDS.org. Julie B. Beck, An Outpouring of Blessings. Ensign, May 2006, pages 11 through 13. Gospel Principles, 2009. The Priesthood, pages 67 through 71. To read, watch, or listen to General Conference addresses, visit conference.lds.org. Snapshot of the Church. Membership as of 2011, 14,441,346. Stakes and Districts, 3,554. Wards and Branches, 28,784. Missions, 340. Full-time Missionaries, 55,410. Church Service Missionaries, 22,299. Converts Baptized, 281,312. Temples in Operation, 136. Study Corner. Drawing Parallels, Family. Some of the most important topics are addressed by more than one General Conference speaker. Here is what four speakers said about families. Try looking for other parallels as you study conference talks. Husbands and wives should understand that their first calling, from which they will never be released, is to one another and then to their children. President Boyd K. Packer, President of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. We need to do things in the right order. Marriage first and then family. Too many in the world have forgotten this natural order of things and think they can change it or even reverse it. Elder M. Russell Ballard of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. We know that family scripture study and family home evenings are not always perfect. Regardless of the challenges you face, do not become discouraged. Elder Quentin L. Cook of the Quorum of the Twelve Apostles. Teaching our children to understand is more than just imparting information. It's helping our children get the doctrine into their hearts. Cheryl A. Esplin, second counselor in the primary general presidency. Prophetic promise. As we leave this conference, I invoke the blessings of heaven upon each of you. May you ponder the truths you have heard, and may they help you become even better than you were when conference began. President Thomas S. Monson, as we close this conference, Ensign May 2012, page 116. End of the article, April Conference Notebook.